Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. At your company, do you have questions about money, budgets, projections, finances? Well, you might need a CFO. But as you probably know, in the land of startups, hiring a full-time CFO is probably not an option. You don't have the budget, but you also don't have the needs. So this is where something called a fractional CFO is probably going to be what you're looking for. Now, you may not have heard this term before, but we're talking about fractional chief financial officers and fractional CFO firms. So we're going to talk to you about our evolution in having a fractional CFO to working with a fractional CFO firm, CFO Share. We can't say enough good things about them. And how they really have been so helpful with our long-term strategic financial planning and our budgeting process. Working with a CFO firm has allowed us to get more depth behind the scenes for what we really need, but also work within our budget. On this episode, we're joined by Andy Alsop, our CEO and founder, as he's going to tell you more about hiring our CFO sharpshooters. Stick around.
All right. We are back with our founder and CEO, Andy Alsop. How are you doing today, Andy?
Doing great, Sarah.
Good. Excited to have you back on the podcast. So for our newer listeners, tell us a little bit about who you are, how you came to The Receptionist, and brought the company to where it is now.
Well, I hope there's lots of new listeners as well. My name is Andy Alsop. As he said, I'm the CEO of The Receptionist. I bought this business back in April of 2015, so we're coming up on the fourth year anniversary.
Wow.
From a little startup in Boulder. I decided to buy this business because I saw a lot of opportunity, and I brought it to Denver because that's really where I wanted to base the company, and I knew there was a really strong talent pool in Denver that we could draw from. So that's basically a quick overview of how I got there.
Great. And because we, in addition to maybe our newer listeners, I think we have a lot of regular listeners. So what's something interesting that maybe we haven't learned about you yet?
Well, the one thing that I think is interesting and it surprises a lot of people when I talk to them about it is that I go back and forth between Santa Fe, New Mexico, where my wife and my kids and my home is, and Denver, Colorado, where my business is. So while that adds a lot of driving and a lot of flying back and forth, I really enjoy it because it gives me the opportunity to spend time with my family in a beautiful city of Santa Fe, New Mexico. But then also go to Denver, Colorado, where there is just so much going on. There's great energy. And as I said, a great talent pool, which has allowed me to bring in some extraordinary people into the company. So that might be a fun fact about maybe people don't know about me.
Absolutely. I think that's very interesting. We'll have to maybe spend some more time on that at some point. But for today, we are talking CFOs. So let's start with, share with us a bit about the CFO role in a startup. What might that job entail and why is it so important?
Well, I don't want to assume anything. So CFO stands for Chief Financial Officer. And in big publicly traded companies, there'll be a CFO and they take care of pretty much everything having to do with finance. And a lot of times they'll have to do with HR as well. In a small company like ours, we're now at 10 people. We can't afford to hire a CFO for full time. And what a CFO will do for a company is be able to understand where maybe the projections of the finances are so that you always know where what direction things are heading for in terms of cash, which is your most important element in any startup. They can also help with the budgeting process, which kind of rolls into that same thing. And then they're also there as a resource when something comes up that might be tricky. There are times where investor issues come up or that you do want to go out and find investors. And it's important to have somebody who understands what that process is like. And so I would say in a startup, that may be one of the primary reasons that people bring in a fractional CFO or a CFO to help them is with the financing of the company in the future as well.
Right. And we'll get into that term fractional CFO in just a moment. So before we do though, for a newer startup, do you recommend that a CFO is a high priority on the list of people to get in place right away? Should they wait a little bit? What do you think?
So that depends. I've talked to, there are many different entrepreneurs out there.
Right.
There are entrepreneurs that are very heavy on the technical and the coding side. There are entrepreneurs that are very heavy on the sales side. There are entrepreneurs who are very heavy on the financial side. So it depends where you stand. I actually started out as my major was in accounting. And so that gave me a little bit of knowledge to be dangerous, but I've always been pretty heavy on the finance side.
Yeah.
So for myself, I did all of the projections, the initial projection, and I did all of the forecasting on my own. And that's pretty easy to do when you basically have, you know, when it was just myself and a part-time salesperson and a part-time support person.
Right.
But as the company begins to evolve, as our company has and has been growing, it becomes much harder for me to be able to manage and really see from a top-down view exactly what our finances are. So for me, I didn't need it right away, but I had advisors who were saying, you know, I think it might be time to bring in somebody so that you have somebody focused on the future of the company and what you need in terms of cash resources to continue to operate and grow the company.
Right. That makes sense. And I can see where for a startup that would feel possibly a little overwhelming to bring in such an important role and to have the money to ultimately spend on that. So you made the decision to outsource the CFO role. So talk to us a little bit about that decision, why that was a good one for the company, and tell us a little bit more about this fractional CFO idea.
Okay. So essentially what happened was somebody who actually was sharing part of our office space, and he was very successful, had started up several businesses and actually sold them. And so I was having lunch with him and he said, you know, show me your, you know, if you don't mind, show me your books and I can help you kind of understand where things are going. So I shared with him my forecasting models and some of the other models he had. And he said, you know, this looks great, Andy, but you know, you're getting to a point where those things need to be a little bit more sophisticated. So I recommend you go out and find a finance person who can help build a more kind of sophisticated forecasting model that included different elements that were important. And I agreed with him. So it wasn't that I necessarily immediately went out and looked for somebody who could be a CFO for us. But I was talking to somebody who just happened to be a friend of a friend family. Mm-hmm. And it was somebody who had just moved here from California. And I'm thinking to myself, I just had this conversation with that person I shared office space with. And his name is Tim. And here I am. I'm sitting here with Edward. And he's a finance person. I thought, well, you're a good finance person. Could you help me build these models? I said,
right.
Yeah, that's what I do all day long. So essentially that allowed me to understand, okay, here's somebody who could help me. They can do it on an hourly basis and they can help me get from where I am to having a more sophisticated model. What he was doing was basically being a fractional CFO. A fractional CFO just means that you have somebody who is a CFO, but they're able to give fractions of their time to different companies because those companies don't have a full-time need for a CFO.
Right.
So we went through the process of working with him, and he's very successful at what he does. And he ended up finding a job as a full-time CFO and continued to help us for a while. But it got to the point where he said, you know, Andy, I don't think I'm doing justice to what I could be doing for you because I've got this full-time role and it's taking up all my time. So mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to withdraw. And I think it would be a good idea to find somebody else. So that helped us get to the point of what do we do next?
Right.
We kind of had learned from that. So,
yeah. And so if people are listening and they go, oh, that, you know, I've never heard of this idea before, this fractional CFO, can you Google fractional CFO? Like, is that the term that mm-hmm. they are calling themselves and people would find the people that they could use and hire?
Mm-hmm. They are, it is an industry okay. of fractional CFOs.
Now, do you recommend that your fractional CFO is local to your business or is this a role that can be done remotely?
It can be done remotely. I do have to say at our stage, I really did want somebody or a company mm-hmm. that I could work with where we could be face to face. While you can do it, you know, can do it on a remote basis, there's something to be said about, okay, our fractional CFO, for instance, came in and got all of myself and all of our directors together to do a budget presentation about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we did that in person so that we could interact with them. They had the presentation up on screen And so while we probably could have done it over something like a Zoom or a GoToMeeting, it was actually much easier to have them there in person.
Right. And I would imagine that also depends on your company culture. For us, yeah, it makes sense that we would want someone that can come into the office and that we see, but for another company and their needs, remote might be okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's go back. So we had the fractional CFO. He had to step out because he went into a full-time job. So then there was the what's next. So what happened after that for the company?
That was about mid-2018 when that happened. And we said, okay, we've been through this experience. We had Edward. Edward did a great job. What were the things that we learned from that experience that we want to be able to change so that in the future we have all the resources we need? Delenn Berry, who's our director of engineering, has been on past episodes, had actually gone to a conference, and that conference had offered an incentive for many of the fractional CFOs that had been at the conference, and they'd all been local to Denver. And so he shared that with me and said, you know, there's this cool little promotion they're giving if you reach out to some of these fractional CFO firms. And just to kind of, as a definition, a fractional CFO can be an individual, like we had with Edward, mm-hmm. or you can go to a fractional CFO firm, and there's more depth there. There's more people working in the firm. And so we realized we needed a little more depth than just an individual fractional CFO. And to kind of go back to, you know, when do you bring somebody in? For us, it was perfect to have somebody who was an individual to help us because we were smaller when that happened. I think when we selected Edward and brought him in, we were only 5 or 6 people. And then we've grown to 10 people.
Right.
Our finances have become a little more complicated. So for us, moving to the next level of actually having a CFO firm was important. So what we did was we interviewed, just like we do in our hiring process. It was a slower process. We knew we needed somebody. There's a little bit of an issue with that because if you're going to be doing your budgeting cycle, you want to start that around maybe September, October. So that you can start the new year with a new budget. Well, we were working on selecting a new fractional CFO firm in November. I think it was actually October, November in that time frame. So we knew we were behind the eight ball with it, but we knew we didn't want to sacrifice because we needed to just get it done as quickly as possible. We wanted to find the right firm. Mm-hmm. So similar to what we've done in other processes, we interviewed a whole bunch of firms.
Okay.
Well, maybe a whole bunch, 4 firms in total. Until we finally selected the one that we have now.
And so obviously when you're hiring an individual, you're having conversations and interviews and simulations with that individual. When you're hiring a firm, are you talking to one point person? Are you communicating with other people at the firm? How does that maybe compare to sort of hiring traditionally one person for your company?
That's a good question, you know, because you're referencing our idea of doing a simulation, which is what we do with a lot of employees to simulate what that job may be like. So we take it on face value that if they're putting themselves out there as a CFO, a fractional CFO firm, they probably know what they're doing. So we don't necessarily put them through the paces of doing a simulation. But what I did was I brought our leadership team together, and through each one of the interviews, in those interviews, we created a long list of questions. We knew that we needed somebody who could help with budgets. We needed somebody who could do forecasting. We knew we had some projects that were financially related. And so we're kind of throwing them at them and saying, how would you advise us to be able to solve these problems? So that's what we ended up doing, was really going through an interview with them mm-hmm. and kind of throwing some tough questions at them and seeing what their response was.
Right.
And getting from that, what does that feel like in terms of, are these the people we want to be interacting going forward to talk about and to focus on it and to give us strategy about how we're going to continue to invest in the company and make sure that our financial state is really strong.
Right. And so the person that you were doing those interviews with, is that the person that then became your main point of contact at the company? Or is this someone who represents the firm as a whole, and then you sort of get assigned to your fractional CFO from that firm?
Well, but all of the firms that we interviewed with are fairly small. There's something about a fractional CFO firm, which I think is for a fractional CFO, is that there is a point at which a company can grow. It doesn't mean they have to change, where maybe they're at 25 or 30 or 40 people, and now they're doing, you know, maybe tens of millions of dollars of revenue. that may be the point at which you actually are going to be bringing in a CFO, a full-time CFO whose responsibility will to take care of the financial side of the business, in addition, as I said, to potentially also the HR component as well. Mm-hmm. So the reason I say that is there aren't a lot of really big fractional CFO firms.
Okay.
There are a lot of big accounting shops. There's a lot of big consulting firms. But generally, fractional CFO is almost an implication of this is the firm I use from maybe 1 to 50 million in revenue. But by the time I get to 50 million, I need to bring somebody in. That's not always the case. Our current CFO firm has a company that they're working with that is much larger, and they've chosen to stay with that path. Setting that aside, we ended up spending, when we went and sat down with them, they're all very small firms, and it was an indication of the firm who they brought in for the interview. We don't ask them, hey, I want you to bring in this person. I wanted to see who do they bring to the table. The current firm that we're using brought, I thought, the right mix of people from a strategy standpoint, people from a nuts and bolts, like we got to get it done standpoint. And then LJ Suzuki, the president of the firm we're working with, was sort of saying, okay, Jake, I'd like you to answer that question. And Matt, I'd like you to answer that question. So, because he knew, we want to find out, do you have the depth of resources to help us? And so that was a great way to go about it.
Yeah. So I want to touch on this idea of depth, but you said LJ Suzuki. So what's the company name? Let's share with everyone who we're using.
Sure, definitely. So we use, as many of you have potentially heard, although I don't know if we talked about it, we work out of a co-working space called Industry. Mm-hmm. There are two industry buildings in Denver. They're actually only about 10 blocks away from each other. Well, the irony is that our CFO firm, which is called CFO Share, it's a cfoshare.org, I think is their website. They are working out of the Brighton Boulevard Industry Building.
Oh, wow.
And we work out of the Walnut Street Industry Building. And in fact, we used to be in the Brighton Boulevard Industry Building. So there was a little bit of a connection there that they actually worked out of it, worked out of that particular location. So we selected CFO Share, LJ, and his whole team, and we've been very happy with the experience so far.
Great. Well, and as we said, you know, the depth of what was needed was really important. So to just kind of wrap up the conversation, what are some other things that a fractional CFO firm can do maybe in general, but then also what are they doing for us that was important for our needs?
So it almost always starts out as you might have an investor that says, you know, I want to see your projections. Almost always, I think that's one of the core things they're doing is modeling your business to be able to understand how much cash there is. And I know with CFO Share and a lot of other firms, a lot of entrepreneurs will go immediately to a firm like that because they're saying we need to raise a certain amount of money. But we don't know how much we need to raise. We don't know what the right finances to do that. Is this going to be equity investment? Is it going to be debt investment? So for us, we aren't raising money. So that wasn't one of the things. But I wanted to introduce it in this discussion because I know there are a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this. And they might be saying, when do I want to bring in a CFO firm? You may need to bring them in at the dawn of the idea that creates the inception of the startup because you've got to go to investors and you have to speak competently in with investors.
Absolutely.
Do your projections need to be accurate and to the point and exact? No. What the investors want to see is they want to see that you're going through the right thought pattern about how you arrived at a number in terms of how much money to raise. I've raised a lot of money in the past as well, so I know that about it. But I also know that's what LJ does for his clients in many cases is to do that. The other things that they have done for us, and it's because they have this depth and they have sort of this bench, if you will, of different finance people they can go to, is I can go to LJ and I can say, I want to do these projections. And he'll say, okay, before we get there, we need to finish off the budget and then we're going to go through this process. Or it might be, I want to determine how much cash we'll need in the future. Again, that's a little bit like projections, but he might be able to say, we believe this is the right way to go about generating that cash you need. Maybe again, debt versus equity, that kind of thing. And then what we've done is now that we've started to engage with them at a leadership level, at a director level, pretty much questions are coming up. And almost always we say, CFO share, they can help us with that. Yeah. So whether it's something, you know, a question that did come up lately is, how do you standardize the raises for your employees? For the way we were doing it, because I'm an entrepreneur, I'm just kind of like, we're doing our raises and whatever, felt a little bit all over the place. So while CFO Share is not an HR firm, and they always preface every answer with, we're not an HR firm, but here's the answer.
Yeah.
And damn, that answer is really good. That's exactly what we were looking for. That's what we've been finding. That's an example. Or there are other examples of just how we're measuring different parts of our business. We operate, as we talked about many times, we operate under Traction. Traction has something, the notion of something called a scorecard. And a scorecard is something that you have to keep an eye on to know. Actually, the way I'll put it is, I think it's a beautiful example. Imagine that you and your leadership team are on a deserted island. You have one piece of paper. What numbers need to be on that piece of paper that allow you to understand how your business is doing at any time? Hmm. And so that's what, you know, if it's a scorecard item and we're like, well, I don't know if we're measuring this very well, we can go back to the CFO firm and to CFO Share and say, how can we do a better job measuring it? Are we doing a good job? Is there something different to do? So they become really a backstop for a lot of the questions that you may be answering, but haven't been able to find a good answer for.
Right. I think that's probably so helpful for people to hear, is that there is this resource that you might not be tapping into, and that they can actually meet needs that you don't even realize maybe that you have, because you're figuring it out internally, but there's an option for a better resource.
Exactly. And you don't know it until you have it. That's the thing, is we'll be in leadership meetings. We'll say, let's go ask CFO Share. And we kind of look at each other and say, how did we get these questions answered before? You know,
right.
It can really become a positive resource to be able to draw on as you're going down this at times very difficult path of trying to scale a business and make it grow.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Andy. This has, I think, hopefully been really useful for people, maybe opening their eyes to something that they weren't aware of as a resource, as a position that they could fill sooner rather than later, because you don't need to have a budget for an entire person. You can use a fractional individual or a fractional CFO firm. So thank you so much, Andy.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Definitely.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required, and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.